Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi, Olah Daf Chaf Dalet, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and the Vilna Sur's Daf on Yud Beis Amud Beis, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Zarabas, Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, the Mishnah discussed Chuma sourdough, which fell into Chulin and made it rise, and how it asers it. The Mishnah then brought a Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel regarding if this dough is Tame, does it make the entire dough Tame? Beisham says yes, even though the dough was not a Kibetza, which is the usual minimum size for imparting Tuma, it still is going to make the whole thing Tame, and the question is why. So here we address that. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Chilfai and Rav Yonah says B'Shem Rav Shimon Lakish Kitapuach Oisin Oisei Beishamai. Beishamai treats it as tapuach. Now tapuach over here does not mean apple. It's from a lashon of tafach, to expand. Namely, since this truma sourdough caused the entire chulin dough to expand, that means it impacted the whole thing. By the same token, we would say that the toma impacted the entire dough, even though it's not a kibetza. I think we're going to continue to Tamantanin over there. We learned in the Mishnah. This is Mesachas Mikvais. Now we know that a mikvah has to be 40 so of rainwater. This is water that was never in a kli. It can't be maim shuuvim, which literally means drawn water. Now let's say we have a bit less than 40 saw, and then 3 lugin of maim shuvin get poured in, this water is now unfit to be used as a mikvah. Or, even if we have more than 40 saw of water, so it's a kosher mikvah, but then some sort of colored liquid, such as wine or the like, fall in and changes the color of the mikvah, that also passels it. Now this mission discusses colored water, not liquid such as wine, but water that happens to have color in it. Perhaps it was colored because it was meant for dyeing clothing or something like that. And the mission tells us, me'at seva, this water which is colored, paisel nesev shleshes lugin, it's only going to passel the mikvah if 3 lug fall in, and it's not going to passel it by changing its color. Because since at the end of the day, it's water, even though it's colored, it's still water, it's only going to passel it if 3 lugin fall in. However, Rav Meir argues, and Rav Meir holds that Meit Seva will passel with less than 3 lugin if there's Shinoi Mare, if it changes it. And Abba Breid Rav Nachman explains that Divrei Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's reasoning? Mishum She'ivin Ikeres, because this Mayim She'uvim is now recognizable. Since we have Mayim She'uvim that was poured into this mikvah, and it changed the color of the mikvah, it's clearly recognizable, it's obvious that there was some sort of maim she'uvim poured in here, and even though it was less than 3 lugin, it passels it. Now Rav Chonah says, "B'shem Rav Abba, asid Rav Meir ki beishamai." It seems to be the Rav Meir is like beishamai of our Mishnah. K'mod beishamai amri, just like beishamai in the Mishnah said, "Mishum chimutz machmetz." That since this truma sourdough was machmetz the entire chulin dough and caused the whole thing to rise, and as we just explained before, if this dough was tamei, even though it wasn't a beitza, it's going to be metame the entire dough because it caused it to rise, and it means this tuma dough is recognizable inside the tahar one. Can Rav Meir Imer, Rav Meir said the same thing, Mishum She'ivani Keres. It's because this Mayim She'uvim, this drawn water, is recognizable in the mikvah. Again, Rav Meir saying the same thing. Even though we have less than 3 lugin of Mayim She'uvim falling in, since it's colored and it's strong enough to change the color of the mikvah, so it's clearly recognizable there's Mayim She'uvim, and therefore the whole thing's possible. However, the Gemara asks on this comparison, perhaps we would say that Ad Kedayin Davar She'esh by Isser Vitoma. Maybe Beisham is only saying the din in the Mishnah when we have two things together. We have Isser and Toma. We have Truma sourdough falling into this Chulin dough, and the truma is also tame. And perhaps that's the only reason why Beishamai is going to say the entire dough is tame, because since the entire dough anyway is usser because of the truma, we'll say that it's tame due to the tuma. However, yesh by tuma v'ein by iser mahu. What about if this dough that fell in was only tame and it wasn't truma? Who says Beishamai would hold the same and say the entire dough is tame? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's only tame when we have these two things working together, the truma and the tuma, and we don't have an answer to this question. And then moving on to some more cases. Chimitz imenu l'makam acher, nasa zeh usser v'zeh usser. Let's say we had our dough that had the truma sourdough fall into it, and we say that this first dough is usser, and now a piece of this dough falls into a different dough. Both of these doughs are now usser. Chavdat alam beis. Let's say the following happened though. Ribal rishon ubitloy. Let's say more dough was put into the first one and was mevatel the truma that had fallen in. Now the truma sourdough is not strong enough to be machmitz the entire dough that's here. Nasa ikker tvelu tvel ikker. It turns out that the main thing, this first dough, is considered the ikker. It becomes tafel, meaning it becomes mutter, and the tafel, the second dough, it becomes the ikker because that remains usser. On to another case, sarshal truma shenafal asaycha isa. We have truma sourdough that fell into a dough. However, there was enough in the dough to be mevatel the truma, vigbioi, and he took it out. As we know by a classic case of bittel with truma, 1 in 100, that we have to take out one part and treat it as truma. Va'achar kach neschamtza isa. And afterwards, after he took out this part, which we're treating as truma, the dough rose. Harezu mutares, it's still mutter. Now it's a chiddush because it's pretty obvious from here that this part that he took out and is treating as truma wasn't actually the truma sourdough that had fallen in, because at the end of the day we see that our chulin dough did rise, so it must be that the truma sourdough is still here. How are you saying that it's mutter? And after the Gemara asks, with the Chava saw, are you going to say similarly in the following case? Tainishal truma shenafal asoich mea, one truma fig that fell into 100 chulin ones, hugbaha achsmehen, one of them was taken out, treated as truma, vachakach hukra truma, and afterwards they recognized that the truma fig was still in this mixture. Tehemu teres, do you want to say that it's mutter? Of course it's not mutter. We can see the truma fig right here. Obviously the one that he had taken out wasn't isn't the truma one. So of course his mixture is still usur due to the fact that it has a truma one in it. So how could you say that when our truma sourdough fell into chulin and he took out one part, treating it as truma, but then the chulin dough rose, that it's still mutter? Obviously the truma is still here. And the answer is that no, taman loy huchacha iser, baram hacha huchacha iser. Over there the iser is not clear, over here the iser is clear. In other words, regarding this truma fig, it's huchacha iser. We can clearly still see the iser here. Let's say just for an extreme example, the person had wrote the word truma on the truma fig, and we see the truma fig still in the mixture of chulin fig. So it's hukar, it's recognizable. The truma is very clearly defined over here, and therefore we're not able to say that it's batal. As opposed to the truma sourdough, once it gets mixed in, it's unrecognizable. Perhaps its effect is recognizable because the dough did rise, but the actual iser is mixed in and was already batal. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said, grisim shen espashalim adashim, if a person cooked truma beans with chulin adashim, which are lentils, then it depends. If they're benay saint tam, it's aser. If they're not benay saint tam, it's mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda by Rabbi Yehuda asked the following question, why didn't our Mishnah teach a case of grisim that were cooked with rice? Why aren't we saying that the beans were cooked with lentils? Why not say they were cooked with rice? Rice is yummy. I like it better than lentils. Why mention lentils? We should have said rice. El rather must be, says the Gemara, masnisin kaman do amar noisei tam of gam mutter, that our Mishnah is going according to the man do amar, that if something imparts a negative flavor, that's noisei tam of gam, that this dish is actually mutter. And beans cooked with rice, for anyone that has a fine palate and cares about their food, knows that this is noisei tam of gam. Beans and rice is no good. It's not tasty. And therefore, even if the truma beans gave a flavor to the rice, it's not going to aser it. That's why the Mishnah did not use this case. And therefore, Rafilu Kamando Amar Noisin Tam of Gam Mutter, even according to the Mando Amar, that Noisin Tam of Gam is Mutter, Maida Huachashu Aser, he agrees over here that this case that the Mishnah does mention is Aser, because Grisim in Adashim is not Noisin Tam of Gam, it's Noisin Tam of Shvach. It's very tasty, quite a delicious dish, some beans and lentils. And therefore, even according to that Mando Amar, it would be Aser if there's Noisin Tam. Now we have another case, Grisim Shel Truma, Shen is Bashlu, that's the proper gear, so Im Adashim Shel Chulin. Let's say we had these Grisim of Truma, they were cooked with Adashim of Chulin, Yesh Behen Noisin Tam, and there is Noisin Tam over here, so the Truma beans do impart their flavor into the lentils, and there's technically Isser over here. However, Reba Lein Adashim Shel Chulin. Now, more Adashim of Chulin were added on. They weren't added on purpose, because that would be Usser, it's called the Im Mavatlan Isser L'Chadchila, but somebody accidentally dumped in a whole bunch of Chulin Adashim, and that overpowers the Isser that we have over here. Mutter, everything here is Mutter. The question is, Ad Kamayarbe, how much lentils have to be added in order to say there's bittul? And to this we answer, Tefluchta Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, this is a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. All that to the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, do Amar. He says, Ad Shiyarbe al Kulhain, it has to be that these new lentils that fell in are enough to be mavatal this entire thing. That's because Rebbe holds of a concept called Chaticha Nasas Nevela. When we have something that used to be mutter, that became usser for some reason, that mutter thing itself becomes into a piece of nevela, if you will. It itself becomes a piece of isser. And that's exactly what happened over here. We had mutter lentils, then the truma beans imparted their flavor and made the lentils usser. So now if we want to be mavatal these lentils, we have to have enough lentils falling in to be mavatal not only the truma, but also the now usser lentils. Whereas Chafei Amar Alfa on top, all that is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Duamar, he says, Ad Shiyarbu Al Neiflin, there only has to be a ribuy over the one that had fallen in, meaning we don't need that many new lentils to be put in. We only need enough to cancel out the truma grisin and not the lentils. That's because he holds Ein Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that even though the original lentils that were here became usser, they don't become their own isser, if you will. They don't become like a piece of nevela. They're usser to eat, but they don't change into being full-fledged isser. And therefore, when new lentils fall in, we only need enough that if we combine the new lentils and the old lentils, that's going to be vatal the truma grisin. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.